We want to burn like a whole cord of it in there.
No.
Okay, I see. We mentioned that you have a closet there. Is that what you would keep clothes in the bedroom as well? A closet?
Right.
Okay. What other things do you have to keep clothes in, if any?
Oh, we don't use any
dressers.
Well, yeah, we do use a dresser for socks and underwear.
Right. Do you have anything, or would those be called, could they be called bureaus, or is that something else?
Oh, back in the olden days, they called them bureaus.
Okay, so now it would be dressers.
Dresser, chester drawers.
Okay. What about, is there a, let's see, you have a, you said something like a family room down there, maybe a rec room or something?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Would that be considered a basement, too, or is that something else?
Well, it's a semi-basement. Back under the bedrooms there is considered a basement because it's primarily full depth below ground level.
Totally underground.
But over on this side, you see right under here is a garage that just you can just drive in from the back.
Is that where you keep your car? In that one? Or
yes.
I noticed there was a garage.
Yeah, there's a garage out there where I keep my pickup.
Oh, okay.
And my lawnmower.
Does that garage stay pretty warm then? Or
yeah.
No, that good? Yeah. Well, that's good when you jump in your car in the winter. Do you have any other, do you store things in that room or in the garage or anything? You mentioned that garage. But what about?
Yeah, we have quite a bit of storage back in under the bedrooms there.
I see. Could you also call that a cellar? That any part of your basement, would that be called, or do you think that's something different?
Well, my interpretation of a cellar is different because when I was growing up as a kid, we would have what we'd call a fruit cellar.
Okay.
And it was dug into the ground, had a round top and covered with dirt, and it would stay cool in the summertime and warm in the wintertime.
Was it not part of the house?
No, it wasn't.
So you had to go outside.
Sometimes they used to refer to under the house as a cellar if it wasn't finished up.
I see.
It was just...
Right. Okay. Do people have those around here anymore? Those cellars?
No, I don't recall any around. They're all basements, I think, now because building code doesn't allow them to really have that type of thing.
So that would stay, the cellar would stay at a pretty constant temperature, more
yeah,
or less.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you would just use refrigeration.
Right.
That's basically.
Right.
Okay. Or I guess in the case of fruit, I guess people don't need to store that so much anymore. Go to the grocery store,
yeah.
What have you.
We have a refrigerator.
Right, we have a fridge. Do you have an attic in this house?
No.
Okay.
Well, I guess you might say semi over the bedrooms, mm-hmm. but there's no access to it from inside. You
really?
Have to go up and come in through.
Or get a ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the way it was when you grew up, too? Did you have attics in the house, or...?
Yes, we did, and we could usually go up through what they'd call a manhole.
Yeah.
Either in a bedroom or possibly be in a closet or
okay. But
if we had such a thing as a closet.
Yeah. But it doesn't sound like those are things you typically upstairs that would take you up to.
No.
Okay.